The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' He said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered the first. Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." Gospel of the Lord. First of all, I want to remind you that we have our book club on Wednesday of this week at 2 o'clock and again at 7 in room 103. There was a teacher who had a very difficult class. They were always noisy and disrespectful, and it was really just very difficult. And one day the teacher had to leave to go to the office for something. And when she came back, she found all the students sitting in their own desks, their hands folded on top of the desks, and not a sound. And she was amazed. She said, "What's going on?" One of the kids said, "Well, I overheard you talking to one of the other teachers and said if you ever came back and found us all on our desks with our hands folded and quiet, you'd have a heart attack." Obviously, it's a bad attitude. An attitude is what the scriptures are about today. In the first reading, the Lord says, "This people says, 'God's way is not fair.' And why? Because of his forgiveness. Many feel that if somebody has done something wrong, he ought to be condemned, he ought to go to hell, not a problem, just sit. But they feel that even if the person repents, that he shouldn't be forgiven when he repents. And probably they think that God shouldn't forgive because they themselves won't forgive. Likewise, if somebody does something good, they ought to be always good, and if they do wrong, it shouldn't be a problem. Just like some of our Protestant brothers and sisters believe, once saved, always saved. But Paul says that if we do come into our relationship with God, we can lose that relationship by sin. Paul says in the second reading, we need to have a new attitude by God's grace, and it's only possible with his grace. We ought to have the attitude of Jesus, of humility. That doesn't mean that we say that we are nothing, but it means that we have to understand our relationship with God and with our brothers and sisters. We are God's children, but we still can do wrong. Jesus surrendered his will to the Father's will so that we could see how we are to live as God's children, sisters and brothers to Christ Jesus. We are beloved children of God, and God loves us so much, and God loves each of us so much that he will never stop loving us. But we need to understand that we have to live in response to that love as God's children. We are to live in charity and mercy, asking for and receiving forgiveness when we have sinned, especially in the sacrament of penance, and understanding our relationship to God and seeking the grace of conversion. In the gospel, we see Jesus addressing the same issue. It's not enough to say, "I'm going to do this. I'm going to do God's will." But we have to follow through. We may fail very often, but we can start over by God's grace. As Jesus is speaking to the chief priests and elders, he's talking about the tax collectors and sinners who have repented. But the chief priests and elders have the attitude that they can't ever be saved. They are so mired in their sin, they can't possibly be forgiven. They and we need to be humble. To understand who we are in the depths of God's love for all of us and for each of us. God doesn't want any of us to be damned. He loves all of us, but we must accept that love in spite of our own weaknesses and ask God for the grace of true conversion every day. We are called to live as beloved daughters and sons of the Father, to understand in our humility that we are to share the truth to a world that doesn't want to hear it. We must share the truth that God has made us male and female, and we can't change that. We need to share the truth that God is the author of all life, and we must continue to defend that life at every stage of its development. And one thing very practically means that in November, we have to vote no on issue one. We have to understand that God has made us in his image, and that God is God and we are not, and that he calls us to follow his way, which is always for our good. He calls us to understand the truth that God calls us against violence and revenge, rather to the path of forgiveness, that we ourselves may be forgiven. We are to live as God's children by his grace, that we may live in his life here and now, that we may have eternal life here and now, and when the Lord calls us from this world, that we may have that eternal life in the world that will never end.